13 Argyle Street, Stratford, August 28, 1918, Wednesday evening. My own dear Aunt Maggie, I just can't help writing to you tonight because my heart goes out to you as it never has before, darling. And I wanted you to know how I love you and how proud I am of you for giving Mary up to go and fight so nobly in the first place. I never realized before what a hole must have been left in your heart when you let him go off to the war. But you're a truster in Jesus, I know, or you never could have been so cheerful and bright. And he is still with you, dear, even more than ever. And he tells us himself in John that he will not leave you comfortless, but will come to you again. In times of troubles, he is surely with us, or how could we live? And he knows always what is best for us. And I'm not saying this from my mouth, it's coming from my heart and soul. For I have grown to love him so much greater this while back. And with my love comes trust. And so I pray that he will be with you and Murray's mother and the others when you need him so much. And I know he will make better the poor little broken crushed heart. Murray was a grand, noble boy. And I believe no one on earth knows it better than you. But we others saw what a life he had and admire him and love him for it too. How grand it must be to feel that such a chap was the man you loved, and how worthy you are of the love of such a chap. I can realize this from the love you have given me all through my weak and helpless life. Never shall I forget what Murray gave for our freedom, and in order to prove these words, I shall try from now on to do something to help the other chaps, a bit for his sake, and not be such a slacker as I have been. I feel that this letter cannot bring to you my feelings, as I would have it, but I trust you shall feel better after you have read it. I am truly your loving niece, Agnes.